Thursday night, Maseches Tzubis. We're talking about the din of Dalad Mises. Din Dalad Mises like Bartlu. Yeah, it was an umdunah that he killed him. It was an umdunah.
Before he moved away, he saw the Nachash.
Yeah, so the Gemara wants to know why he killed by a Nachash.
Right?
Yeah, Nachash is the equivalent of Sreifa. But Kapon of Osman is Banshavi, something to Shkaya Mairi. The Kamar Venimsus and Mays was Angola. So Tosis makes an assumption, which the Achronim question where Tosis' assumption comes from, and that is when there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Golos for Horeg B'Shogeg. Now, exactly where Tosis gets that assumption from.
Well, there's no more Kohen Gadol.
Then you're in worse trouble.
Right.
The Mishnah says in Magad, there's no Kohen Gadol. You go to Ir Miklat and you never come out. So you're in worse trouble if there's no Kohen Gadol.
That's why they abolished it.
What?
That's why they abolished it.
Abolished what? Golos, you can't abolish it. It's the din of the Torah. So what you could say is, what the Achronim suggests is that, it's very mistaver like that, rather, that Golos is like din of Nefashos. The Paskin, a guy has to go to Golos, it's like din of Nefashos. If there's no Sanhedrin, they don't Paskin Golos. So what is Tyson showing? That
he can get killed also.
What?
The din of Golos is includes that he can get killed.
If
he doesn't go to Ari Mikvah, he can get killed.
Yeah.
Go let down.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's a Psak Bezdin that is Chayav Misa. I don't know. Talk upon him. That's what you see in Tosis, that if a guy goes to Golos, you see that the Beis Hamikdash is around. What I don't understand is, no, but that's no good. Because no, I don't understand. Tosis is talking about the 40 years before. He's saying, you can't say the 40 years before because Big Kahuna were Machaper. So Tosis is a Kashi, Bimein Shimon Ben Shetach, there were Big Kahuna. Oh, I mean, it wasn't the 40 years before. It wasn't the 40 years before. L'chara, if it's true that you need Dini Nefashos, then the 40 years before also you didn't go into Golos. Okay, so it wasn't the 40 years before, it was before the 40 years before. And Tosfos says, you see, there was a Din Dalad Mitzos, even though there was Big Day Kahuna.
Even
when there was a Beis Hamikdash.
So
what's a teretz? Come on, let's hear a teretz.
Nobody else
says that tomorrow. Let's all say. We should say a teretz. We should help out the Yesh Mephoreshim.
I don't even know who they are.
I mean, you think there were guys like in the back of the Beis Medrash?
I'm sorry, before that, how does it then, the Gemara, now what's happening tomorrow?
Why? There was the Dalad Mises.
It says, Dalad Mises Beishin. We see the Dalad Mises Beishin before.
Because there was no Hasra. Whenever there's no Mises, there was the Dalad Mises.
So in other words, the Kiddush, really, it was already a din of
the din of Din Dalad Mises. Is it, like here there was an umdunah. You didn't really have witnesses that he was killed, that he committed murder. It was only an umdunah. So there would be din dalad misas, even with man beis hamikdash, because there was no din misa.
So it is a din dalad misas.
Yeah, a din dalad misas.
So there would be doing kind of business.
If you have a case, l'moshel here an umdunah. What about it? You wouldn't have it by Le'asur Bey because the Big Day Kahuna would be Mechaper. I guess if he didn't do Tshuva, you would also have it.
It's not
Well, as he just pointed out, you see that from the whole story of Shimon ben Shetach, that the Gemara talks about the din dalam misus in the case where there's only an umdana that he killed. You don't have witnesses that he killed. It was only an umdana that he killed, and the Gemara wants the din dalam misus to function. And it was Bizman Beis HaMikdash because he went to Golos. The Gemara talked about Golos in that context. Okay, let's go to the next place. It's the Flamen of Adbeis. Din Dalad Mises Loy Bot. I had one, but now I don't know. Wait, maybe I wrote it down. Hold on. Oh, Tshuva. According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, it's only if you do tshuva. They didn't do tshuva. They didn't do the case by Shimon ben Shetach and Makis. They didn't do tshuva. End of story. Teretz the Asian Farsha. It's only with tshuva that the big Nikunos Mechaber. Tosfos here doesn't say with tshuva. Tosfos and Sanhedrin is that requirement. He doesn't say it. He doesn't say only with tshuva. But the Tzaddik, if they hold like Tosfos and Sanhedrin, that Big Day Kuna is only mechaper with tshuva, and these stories are obviously without tshuva. Of course. It's good I wrote it down. Lachora. Now you're going to say a pshat. What's pshat? Big Day Kuna is mechaper. Hi, there's no magic in Jewish life. You don't believe in magic wands. It's also not a magic wand. You have to pshat. Not a magic wand. It's very different, you know. If they couldn't, it's mechaper.
Korban,
a person brings a korban, a person only with tshuva. He says, vidui. He thinks, like the Ramban says, whatever's happening to this animal should be happening to me. That's worthy of being mechaper. He's wearing a beautiful garment.
Oh, not sure with his hands up and on the wall.
That's, again, Rashi explains that very rationally. The Mishnah, sorry. The Mishnah explains that very rationally. You were there, you saw it, you were affected by it. So even if you didn't do a technical tshuva, okay? So what he's suggesting is that just like, I'll elaborate a little, if you don't mind. Just like it says, maybe you mean like, you can elaborate. Just like it says by Ma'aseh Sheni, it says in the Pasuk, you learn Yiras Hashem, you end up going to Yerushalayim, the Chinuch explains. And you hang around Yerushalayim, you see the people there, Olde Hashem, learning people, Yirei Hashem, you see the Kohanim, you see, you're affected by it. So here also means you're affected maybe by the Big Day Kahuna, they will, L'chavod L'Safaris. So people that saw it, people that, so maybe it means if he saw it, or maybe the general Madrego of the Am, something like that. You're affected by it. So mustamit means it affected you. You don't have to do the technical tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoinin Shari tshuva, the steps of tshuva, the technical charata. But it means mustamit that it bent your heart. It had some effect upon you.
That's what he's
saying. Yeah, to just say a magic wand, we don't believe. So now there's a very small machlokas probably between Tosfos Sanhedrin and Tosfos here, whether you need the technicality of tshuva or this general aura that's been created by the Big Day Kahuna, by the Kohanim Avodosom. That's what it means, Big Day Kahuna, you're saying, right? It's Kohanim Avodosom, so that's Mechaper. Even though it's a little more technical, because the Mishnah, the Gemara and Erechin, goes through all the Begadim and says this is Mechaper on Lashon Hara, and this is Mechaper on Ritzicha, and this is Mechaper on Gilar Royos. So you see there is some special connection. Okay. But anyway, that's a simple answer to the Yeshem Farshim that they hold like titles of Sanhedrin. Hey, I'm happy I wrote it down, it like fell out of my head. Titles, he doesn't say a word about Shuvah, he leaves it out. Okay, Laman Amud Beis, let's do this Taisus, so we can start a new Gishmaka Sugi at the beginning of the week. Din Dalet Mises Lo Botlu. Yim Toim Ev Oma Besoichas Apoilim, Bahuda Zakfinu, Avogov Shei Chayev Skila, Shabolu Hu Ubno Nar Morosa, but he got hung. Yishloimar, Shabol Bno Tchila, Barakachu, Tavi Bula, Vavi Bechenek, not Beskila. So that was a fitting Misa. Abu Kosha, that Tosis is bothered by like a theological question. He says, come on, the Chasinim Kama Avaryonim, people do Averis their whole lives. Bavdi Kechovim, Shemesim Al Mitosim. What's going on here? What happened to the Din Dalet Mises? What happened to the judgment of heaven? Yishloim Medal Yudei Tshuva, and Kadosh Baruch Hu Meikil. From the Moichel of Gamri, also who's told alone, in a different man of Machayov. Kids, we can never be privy to the Din Shemayim. We don't know, there's also to Cheshbainus Lamala. Hashem has his. What happened to Din Dalet Mises? All these Rishon do Averis their whole lives. Why did they die peacefully in bed? So the real Taisa says, Taisa's answer is we don't know the Din Shemayim. You know, the Gemara says in, I think it's Hurrius, we don't even know the Malchus. Forget about Din Shemayim. You can't figure out why a melech does things. The melech has like, can't figure out, the Knesset does things because they take bribes. You know, the Malchus has a lot of, the people have narrow interests. Everybody, it's called interest groups. The melech supposedly, ideally, is supposed to look at the nation as a whole. The Gemara says, like, we really can't know, it's the Loshon, right? The broad scope that a melech has to have to make decisions. We're not privy to it.
Wasn't that part of our summary of Bidei Adam, Bidei Shemayim? It's also Bidei Adam, Bidei Shemayim. With all the things we talked and however we discussed it. So Bidei always Bidei Shemayim was always non-perceivable, immediately to human. That was the definition of Bidei Shemayim, no?
Yeah, but here Tosfos is saying something very specific. That even though the Gemara says that Shemayim will meet out, M-E-T-E, will meet out a very specific onesh. So he says, you never know,
but
it could be
Shemayim, not Bidei Adam. Mises, Adam Mises Beis Din, really, in Sanhedrin, is Bidei Adam, right? That's the classic, yeah. Mises Bidei Adam. Adam Mises Bidei Shemayim is classic Bidei Shemayim.
Right.
So isn't that the whole difference in Bidei Adam and Bidei Shemayim? It's like, from what we said about running up and jumping off of buildings and all that stuff, you see.
I don't know what it has to do with what Tosfos here says. Tosfos here says that even though it's a very definitive statement on the part of the Gemara that if a person is mechuyev misa, he will get misa din dalad misas leibot l'bidei shemayim. But you never know. There's always other cheshbonos. You're talking about din dalad misas.
I understand, but if the kasha only is a kasha, you hold it.
What's Bidei Adam?
Dalet Mises Beis Din.
We're talking about Din Dalet Mises.
Din Dalet Mises Beis Din. It would mean that if a person did...
Din dalet mitzvahs b'dei adam or b'dei shemayim?
Din
dalet mitzvahs b'dei shemayim or b'dei adam? So Tosfos says, but Kama Rishoyim, Mesim al Mitosa. Why? Why aren't they getting Din Dalet Mitzos?
What is
the,
what is
why the, aren't they getting Din Dalet Mitzos?
What is the Din of Midyano?
What's the capital of New York State?
No. Our whole
stop.
The subject of our
stop.
Is the
I don't know. What are you throwing him in the Odom for? The Gemara says. The Gemara says. That if a person does an Avera, he will get a certain type of Misa. Din Dalet Misos, we're calling it. Yes or no? Yes.
So we're not going to see it.
You're going to see the guy fall off a roof.
You are?
Well, if he you might not see him, but you can read about it in the newspaper.
Numbers. A B.D.A.R. means that he does something and the lion's going to eat.
What is it? What?
If he doesn't put on a sweater.
Read the top. What? Read the top of the line of the Gemara, Lamed Amud Beis. I don't know. You forgot the Braisa. I don't know.
Remember the Braisa.
Mishin is Chayev Skila. What happens to him? What happens to him?
Oh, this or that.
Stop. Why do so many Mechalei Shabbos die in bed? He has crisis.
He's talking about with that he had to have Edom and Asra?
No, you don't need Edom and Asra. We saw that in 10 places. That even without Hasra, you get Din Dalet Mitzos. Why do they die in bed? All of these Mechalei Shabbos, why do they die in bed? Why do you feel compelled to say a different Teres than Tosfos? Answers Tosfos, it says you fall off a roof. What Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? It says you fall off a roof.
It says the Dikim and are next up.
So Zayin Gazon, so the Zayin Gazon.
We see that the Dikim die and the Rishayim live.
Very nice. That's Gemara and Rosh Hashanah with Tosfos there. Here, Tosfos Kasha is much more focused, and you can't say what he says there, that it means Lolam Haba. Because he ain't falling off a roof in Lolam Haba. It says there he falls off a roof. The Gemara here makes a very bold statement. You wouldn't make such a statement. I wouldn't make such a statement. The Gemara goes out and makes a bold statement. It's the equivalent of saying, some of this Mechal Shabbos, we're talking about Shidei Shanishba, of course, some of this Mechal Shabbos is amazing. He will fall off a roof, or he will be trampled by a wild animal. Tosfos says, reality is not that way. So Tosfos answers, the Din Shamayim always has factors. They factor in. He might have helped a little old lady across the street. He might have saved her life.
I was just asking, now that we're done with that suit here, what does it mean, Misa B'Dei Adam? I'm just asking. What does it mean, Misa B'Dei Adam?
What the Gemara, we just learned the whole suit here. What the Gemara says
it means. I'm asking.
It means Bezdin kills him.
But at the end of the day, Tosfos has an answer.
We're learning Tosfos now.
What does it mean?
We just learned the whole sugya. It means Mises Bezdin.
It also means Tzinu Pachim.
Tzinu Pachim, good.
So we had a whole big thing.
What do you want? I want to
a conclusion.
We had that last night. You weren't here.
What?
Really? And that's fair. We did that last night. So listen to the tape.
I thought we said Mises Bezdin meant that. Basically, the person his actions would bring a result.
The Gemara says, "Listen, kill someone." What is that called? If robbers kill a person, right? So, what are you talking about?
No,
it's called B'dei Shamayim, even though a person killed him. Are you asking a kasha? I don't know where you are. I'm trying to figure out where you are.
I want to say our belief basically goes from being in the court or three day hours. Why is that called being the eye? Because you see the thing happening. Why is it?
Stop! What are you talking about? Do you see the guy fall off a roof? What are you? You just made up a new definition for B'Day Adam. You defined it as people see it happening. I don't know where you got it from, but you're 1,000% wrong. Because it says, if you fall off a roof, it's B'Day Shamayim. People see it. What are you...
Okay, but the definition of Yirat Shamayim means that it's meted out from Hashem.
It means you know. I don't know what you mean. The definition of Yirat Shamayim means it does not happen without a prior gezeira in Shamayim that he's going to die at this point in time. It's a gezeira. I don't know. Maybe you could do tshuva. I don't know. Maybe you could do tshuva. Shimon HaTzadik, a lady gave tzedakah. Not Shimon HaTzadik. The Tana Shimon. He gave tzedakah 22 years was in and on to his life. And you could change. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. You learn the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah. When you can change the Gzeira Shemayim. Bidei Shemayim means that it will not happen to you unless there's a Gzeira in Shemayim.
Right, but at the end of the day, Tosfos is not really explaining the language of the Gemara.
He's saying that there's always other factors.
He's saying we don't
understand it. He said, you know, there's always other factors. The practical bottom line is that you never know what's going on. You can't know.
Even though the Gemara's language makes it sound like it's...
Well, the Gemara's talking to a guy, you know something, the Gemara's talking to a guy that's being Mechalel Shabbos and thinking he can get away with it. He's not scared of what the Torah says, Mechalel Hamos Yumas, because he's going to do it without witnesses. Or he knows there's no Sanhedrin, so he thinks he can be Mechalel Shabbos with impunity. So say, don't worry, you're going to end up falling off a roof. Harbe Shluchem Lamok. If the guy has chusim, so he'll have chusim. It's like always Rosh of a Tovlo, you know, has many answers. Okay, we'll go by to Mitzvah Shema. Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. So will we see you Shabbos?
Yeah, Mitzvah Shema.
Sorry? I don't, it'll be a little early, but you can't eat before Tzeis anyway, so how early can it be? But you can't eat before Tzeis anyway.
Right.
And I don't know if I would, and I don't want to be machshel people. Not, you know, we'll start Meir 25 minutes after Shkia. I don't want to be machshel people with Kriya Shema. You know, they're not going to say over Kriya Shema. I have to have a Sora B'Tavis be the cause of an Avera.
Right.
They'll fast another 10 minutes. Not going to hurt anybody. Where are they all tonight? They're home eating?
All right.
I'm just telling you this, I shouldn't forget. The key with Yeshaya, right, for the 1 o'clock mincha. Right. You'll be here.
I don't know. Yeah, sure. I plan on being here.
I'm saying you have to make sure that someone maybe take it out, whatever.
Okay.
And also for the 5 after 4 mincha.